the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back to the programme, and it's back to tariffs. It's been reported that many in the US have been rushing to stockpile goods before the tariffs hit. So what is the impact of this in our shipping lanes? Are ships laden down with extra cargo as people panic buy? Are warehouses bulging? To give us the lowdown on what's happening on the high seas, we're joined by Graham Parker, CEO of Ship Angel. You're very welcome to the programme. First of all, this idea, have a lot of companies in different countries sent loads of stuff to the United States in advance of this? Are all the warehouses full?
Yeah, pretty much, Richard. If you look at the port numbers for Q1 into US ports, 2025 versus 2024, it's almost a 20% increase. So that would kind of show that there's been a lot of stockpiling. Warehouses are really full. So a lot of retailers have been kind of planning for this, and there is a huge amount of stock there.
So what happens now? Is it sort of chaos out there because people don't know what to do or how to plan?
Yeah, it is. It is absolute chaos this week. You know, supply chains are planned a long time in advance, and you literally have cargo that would have shipped last week that's on the way to the US, and when it arrives now, it's subject to a base tariff of 10% plus the reciprocal tariff of whatever that number is. You know, and the numbers are just enormous.
How far in advance do companies in terms of global trade ship things? So in other words, stuff that might be ready to go now, when might that be actually purchased in a place like the United States?
Typically when POs are issued, purchase orders are issued to factories throughout Asia, the shipping time is an average of about 90 to 120 days. So you would see a lot of retailers now actually ordering things like artificial Christmas trees at this moment, planning right ahead. And it just causes utter chaos because, you know, they're planning for 6 months ahead and we don't know what's going to happen on Monday or Tuesday.
So how quickly would you see a fall off in shipping traffic? Because in a way, people look at the economic data to identify if there's been a bit of a downturn in various economies. But the business you're in, you guys are looking out the front windscreen. You see things before others do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge issue. And, you know, factories are, you know, running at full capacity in China. A lot of, you know, American and European retailers are locked into contracts, and we're kind of in unprecedented waters here, pardon the pun. You know, they will want to, you know, keep these orders going. And a lot of these, particularly US importers, will want to put as much on hold as they possibly can at this moment.
There have been suggestions about people in the United States, consumers buying lots of runners and clothing and Lululemon stuff and all of that ahead of the tariffs. How quickly can companies change their supply chains?
Yeah, it is quite a, you know, difficult process. I mean, Lululemon is an interesting one. They've spoken openly for the last number of years where they manufacture traditionally a lot in Vietnam, and they've been trying to kind of near shore closer to North America and Mexico. And that has been already a multi-year endeavor, and it is not yet ready to go. So, you know, it could be up to a decade to really transform a supply chain location from Asia to a nearer location.
So could you see in your business and in the shipping industry the price of shipping and containers going down? Because we saw after COVID, the price of a container for a ship went up almost exponentially. But if there's going to be less activity, will all those prices, those costs come down?
Yeah, they absolutely could. And again, you know, in terms of just the severity and speed of these tariffs, everybody is kind of playing the guessing game. You know, there is a significant chance that orders drop absolutely off, and that could tank shipping rates. It could also mean that it drives the shipping lines to lay up ships to keep rates higher. There's also a chance that, you know, US ports get bottlenecked. You know, the US customs have less than a week to get all of this up to date. It could mean there's a lot of containers stuck in port. Congestion could keep prices stable too.
So the uncertainty continues. Graham Parker, CEO of Ship Angel, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.